Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, October the 1st and the whole week ahead. A lovely new moon in Libra, perfect for a Gemini. After all, you're both air signs. And with a new moon in Libra, what you get now is a beautiful new energy. And that energy is particularly powerful when it comes to the creative side of you, but also it's about love. And the next 2 weeks, don't be at all surprised if you fall in love with someone or they fall in love with you. Here's your Sunday stars. That new moon is now connected to Uranus, so it's a surprise, surprise. And that's good. Remember what I said yesterday, the next 2 weeks are full of love. But it's unpredictable, this particular aspect now. So it's quite positive that you could be drawn to somebody that you wouldn't normally go for. But suddenly, they seem alluring and tempting and rather gorgeous. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon in the sign of Scorpio, there's a number of things you need to deal with. Now, first of all, connecting with health matters. It could be you, it could be somebody around you, but health should predominate today. And if you allow it to, then you can either nip something in a bud or sort something out. But don't ignore any health matters, aches, pains, all like that. From something small, you could deal with it immediately. And here's your Tuesday stars. With the Sun and Saturn working fantastically well together, this couldn't be better if you're thinking of working with somebody. Could be working with a loved one. A partner. It could be working with somebody where you both have the same idea about things, but you complement each other with different gifts and talents. And this is a great time to work with somebody else, maybe even more than just one, but working together gets results. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now Mars and Jupiter they kind of get on, but this means it's chocks away. Things can work too quickly. There's a lot of thoughtlessness around, a lot of rash and recklessness. So anything that you're attempting to do now, take your time. Don't rush into anything. And for goodness sake, don't think that Rome was built in a day. It wasn't. Take your time. Here's your Thursday stars, and it's all about the sign of Sagittarius. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your seventh house, and the seventh house is all about close relationships. But there's all kinds of things happening here. There's a romantic energy, there's an unpredictable energy, there's a knowledgeable energy, and there is a fabulously creative and loving energy. It's the best of all possible worlds, and this is a perfect day for sharing them with someone you love. Here's your Friday stars. Well, your ruling planet Mercury is now going to move into Libra, just where the new moon was at the beginning of the week. And of course, the new moon still holds sway. But with Mercury moving into your fifth house, look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the fifth house is all about your affairs of the heart, but Mercury is about the mind. So this is an ideal period beginning where your heart and your head work in unison.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.